Well, last week, we finished on a note of hope. Yet the city of Mansoul, having offended Emmanuel, so that he's left their carelessness and heedlessness, meaning that he departed from them, they've gone from bad to worse, and now the Babylonians have invaded, coming through Field Gate, but they can't get into Hart Castle. They're trying, but Mr. Godly Fear is standing there, saying no to them. And the Lord's secretary has now agreed that he will use his pen and he will write the petition that they're now going to give once more to Emmanuel. And he has advised them, this is the Holy Spirit, isn't it? He has advised them, but you must give the words. They must come from your heart. I'll do the writing. I will help in the doing of the petition, but it must come from you. They say, right, absolutely. And so they write to Emmanuel. And they say of him, wonderful he is, how wrong they had been to ignore him and to disobey him, and that they were heartily, heartily sorry. And furthermore, they said, and it has brought ruin on us. We are sick and we are weak and we've been invaded and we desperately need you. And we are desperately sorry. So that's how they put it. The Lord's secretary thought that was quite good. And they wondered, who should take it to Emmanuel? Captain Faith. Captain Faith. Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. There it is. Faith. That's the thing. Faith still holding on to the truth about the Lord, because they were talking amongst themselves. And he'd promised us that those that come to him, he will in no wise cast them out. He said that. And we're going to hold to that. And we're going to plead with him on the basis of that. That's good. That's how we often need to pray. To feel something of the burden of our sin. And to get a bit urgent and serious about it. Sometimes we pray, oh, I don't know if we mean it really, do we? We should feel it. And pray from that. And pray with faith, believing all the promises that are given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's the sort of prayer he can't resist. That will come to God. So anyway, Captain Faith went. Fabulous was furious with this. He thought these petitions keeping going to Emmanuel, all these prayers and requests, we'll try and put a stop to this. And so he demands that the people put Captain Faith over to him, that he's going to muzzle him and deal with him. And Mr. Godly Fear says, no, we believe faith is so important. No way are we going to surrender that. So Dablas got into one of his furious rages, and there he was, storming around, but now unable to prevent Faith from taking that message to Emmanuel. Captain Faith returns, and there's a parcel with him. He's brought something back. I wonder, what's this? I hadn't had this before. This is new. Anyway, so they call together all the senior men in the city, and they open it. It's got some seals on it, and they open it. And there are messages from Emmanuel to the leading people in the city. Lord, understanding. And Emmanuel says, if you like, well done. You have answered back to Diabolus. You didn't listen to him. You kept saying no to him. That is good. Lord will be well. You are so courageous. The way in which you went round sorting out those Diabolonians, that was good. And he gets a commendation. And then Mr. Conscience, you were faithful and you kept warning people. You kept saying to them, do this, that's the folly, that's where it'll all end up. You kept at your post and you kept speaking. And then a special recognition for Mr. Godly Fear, that you were listening and you were on the watch and you were the one that alerted the city to what the Babylonians were plotting. You have a commendation as well. This was wonderful. And then there was a message to the whole city, to all the people, to say to them, good. You have shown me that you're genuine, that you really do care about what I care about, and that you do love me, and that you haven't given in, and that you haven't let the Diabolonians have their way. And that is good. And so they realize now things are on the up. Faith. It can be hard at times as a Christian. It really can. And we need faith. Not just something we drum up in ourselves, but where we look at God's word and we say, this is truth. Maybe trouble all around me. This is the truth. And if it says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I'm a sinner, there is the fact. I can trust him to fulfill his promise, to watch over me and keep me and take me finally to glory. He has promised he will do it. Faith. And sometimes that's it. That's what you just say, that I believe. You cling to that. So now, Captain Faith has been given a special place in the city. He's now the lieutenant over all the prince's forces. And the Lord, secretary there, the Holy Spirit, very pleased that this should be so. And Faith and he speak together often. And Mr. Conscience is delighted that Faith should be the one who is in charge of things here. Faith, that belief that God's word is truth and what Jesus Christ did on the cross is all that we need for salvation. So, things continue to be on the up, and we'll see next week how it goes from there. Our next hymn then, 123, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds, 123.